We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network.
Kansas State has won the football game with 3 seconds to go.
Live from the Vanier Family Football Complex, this is the Bill Snyder Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. Now, the Bill Snyder Radio Show. Here is your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. We welcome you live to the beautiful Vanier Family Football Complex at Kansas State University. We are broadcasting from the Steel and Pipe Supply Team Theater. And Wildcat football is back. We're ready to go. Saturday is opening night. We'll have coverage on the K-State Sports Network starting at 4 o'clock with the pregame show. We will kick at 6:10. You can hear it on the the K-State Sports Network. The game to be televised by ESPN3. And we'll remind you of that throughout the show here tonight. 1-866-577-8228 is our telephone number. That's 1-866-577-8228. Wildcats and South Dakota on Saturday, and we'll get you all set tonight during Coach Snyder's show. The coach joining us now. We've got a nice live audience here. Help me welcome the coach of the Wildcats to a new college football season.
Thank you.
Coach, it's great to see you again. Great to see all these people again.
You know, it really is. This is what I said when I came in. It feels like being at home again. This has always been a wonderful group, and I see the same faces out here. I love them to death, and they've been such loyal, wonderful people for many, many, many years.
No question about that. Well, it's been about a month or right at it since the young guys reported back. Kind of just generally give us a sense of, from your perspective, how camp went this year as you prepare for season number 27.
Well, it was, seemingly a little bit different just in regards to, you know, the player's approach. I think that's, mine seldom ever changes. But I think, it's interesting to, to watch the youngsters. I liked, for the most part, things that took place during the course of the past month that we've been here. I think our players have worked diligently. Have made a commitment pretty much across the board. Nothing's ever 100% probably, but we strive for that. But, probably more so than maybe a year ago at this time. I think all of them are very cognizant of what took place at the beginning of the year last year, and there's a variety of reasons why we might have gotten off to a slow start. I've always, projected that we just took some things for granted, thought maybe we, at that particular point in time in the year, that we were a little better than we really were, and quite as cognizant of being able to improve our performance on a daily basis. And again, that's just my projection. But this group seemed to take it pretty seriously. They've You know, they've made that the comments, you know, across the board. I mean, amongst themselves, they have talked about being a team that maybe is a little bit more committed than what they have been in the past, a team that has bought in, so to speak, a little bit more than teams in the past couple of years, and teams that a team that has drawn together. Now, all those things kind of remain to be seen. We'll see how that plays out, but I like the fact that they feel, you know, that way about it, and they're not talking about, you know, the how good they are. They're talking about how they can get better, and they're talking about drawing together as a football team and being closer and being a tight-knit, quote-unquote, family.
We remind you, our telephone number, toll-free, is 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. We go to the phones for the first time this year. It's the Untrust Bank call-in line. Marcus and Hutchinson leads us off. Marcus, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Well, I'm good, Marcus. And yourself?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
Coach, my question is about our starting nickelback, Walter Neal.
Uh-huh.
And I remember a guy we had a few years ago, David Garrett, similar size, similar stature, but he played with a lot of heart, and he went against big guys and took them down. It was easy as guys that were bigger than him. So I was just wondering, from your perspective, if he shows any similar traits that David did. You know, let's not be here. And
okay. Well, Coach. Thank you very, very much. Very interesting question, and I really hadn't thought about it that way. You know, David was a you know, a very, very fine young guy for us. Walter is, you know, probably didn't, or I say didn't, probably don't know as much about Walter right now as we did about David when he was playing, and, you know, a lot yet to be learned, but I really like his approach. I like his attitude towards it. I like the time, really the kind of person that he is, you know, just a good quality young guy. Got a smile on his face all the time. He really invests himself in, you know, and studying, you know, what his position is all about. And the other players defensively have done a nice job of being able to help him out. And he's played in a number of spots and can play in a number of spots. You know, he can play at the nickelback spot, but he could also play at the corner, which, in fact, that's where he was for a longer period of time than he has been at the nickelback. But he has, and we wouldn't put him there, you know, if we thought he was going to be mistake-prone. And he has a very significant position, and he has handled it quite well. Stays focused on what he's doing. Good hard worker. Again, I'm not prepared to make a comparison between he and David. I mean, David had, you know, experience and played well, proven himself, and, you know, Walter still got that in front of him. But I like what I see so far.
We remind you, our telephone number is 1-866-577-8228. We thank Marcus and Hutch for our first call of the year. Dan in Topeka will be next on the Intrust Bank call-in line. Dan, welcome. Thanks for the call.
Hello, Wyatt.
How are you?
Hello, Coach.
How are you,
welcome
Dan?
Back.
Thank
welcome
you.
Back. Coach, like I said, we finished on a good note. That bowl game was so good.
Well, it's better than the alternative, as they say, wasn't it?
Coach, I'd like to congratulate you on your new pitch track.
Thank you.
I think you earned every dollar.
Well, I doubt that, but it's, I was just blessed to be in that kind of profession, I guess.
Coach, how do you see the conference? I think everybody improved.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Dan, because I, in all reality, I really haven't thought about our conference in probably 3 weeks or so, just because of, you know, having our players here, getting invested and getting started and thinking more about our first few ball games, first couple of ball games. But, you know, as I think back, I think, you know, as I've always said, obviously, it's up for discussion, but I have a firm belief that the Big 12 Conference, year in and year out, top to bottom, is as good a conference as there is in the country. And, you know, and I'm saying that as a collective statement of the entirety of the conference. You know, I think you're, you know, it's guesswork. You know, I understand who the favorites are, or at least what I've been told or read. But, you know, I think everybody in our conference has a great deal of respect for each other, and regardless of who they happen to be. You look at teams that, you know, sometimes have not been noteworthy, and all of a sudden, you know, many of them are rising, you know, above all that, going to bowl games, which they haven't before. We have, I think, what, eight bowl opportunities, and that's 8 out of 12. And I think, you know, I can't remember, it seemed like we had maybe we had that exact number last year that qualified. I'm not sure. It might have been one more, but it wouldn't surprise me at all to see, you know, 10 teams in the conference be able to qualify for bowl games, which means, you know, that you can't do that in the non-conference. So you've got to be able to, you know, win some ball games in the conference. And I think a lot of people are very, very capable of beating anybody in our conference.
Well, Coach, I hope we're in the thick of things. You said take one game at a time.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll share that with my players.
Okay.
Excuse me. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, Dan. We'll take a quick break. Again, we remind you our phone number, 1-866-577-8228. And we're back in just 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Kansas Corn reminds you that E15 fuel is the right choice for every kind of driver. For the car enthusiast, E15 has higher octane. For the thrifty driver, E15 is priced lower than regular unleaded. For the nature lover, E15 provides cleaner air. For the shopper who buys local, E15 has more ethanol from our Kansas corn farms. Choose E15 for a higher octane, lower price, and cleaner American fuel. This message from the Kansas Corn Commission. Learn more at kscorn.com.
Is technology slowing you down at work? Do you feel like you're not taking advantage of the office software you already have? Twin Valley is here to help innovate Manhattan businesses with their Transform Your Tech contest. The winning business receives $25,000 worth of technology products and services, like new laptops, the latest software, IT support, and more. To enter the Transform Your Tech contest, visit InnovateManhattan.com and tell us why you deserve a technology upgrade. Don't wait. Contest ends September 5th. Full contest details can be found at InnovateManhattan.com.
When Koch Industries seeks new talent for its workforce, it looks at Kansas State University. The team at Koch challenges the status quo with creative ideas to make better water filtration, renewable fuels, next-generation medical technologies, and much more. What really makes Koch Industries different are the stands it takes, like supporting equal rights and opportunity for all. Get a firsthand look at kochchallenge.com.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/wildcats.
We welcome you back to the Bill Snyder Show, presented by Entrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. I'm Wyatt Thompson with the coach of the Cats, getting you set for Saturday's season opener as K-State plays host to South Dakota. We'll have coverage on the network starting at 4. We remind you our telephone number is 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. We head back to the Entrust Bank call-in line, and our friend Wendy in Pratt is up next. Hey, Wendy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yes, I hope we can win this season.
Well, I'm hoping the same thing, Wendy. I'm on your side.
Yeah. Let's hope, huh?
How many seniors do you have this year?
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear you.
How many seniors do you have for football this year?
Yeah, we have, I think,
is it 16?
16 is what I was going to say, yes. I think that's right. I'm not positive about it.
Okay. Well, good luck Saturday. I hope we can win.
Well, thank you very much, Sandy. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Wendy. We have open lines at 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. Dan mentioned your contract. I don't want to ask you about the contract, just the negotiations. Gene Taylor said he's never had an easier one.
I'm wondering from your perspective, was it as easy as he said it was?
Well, I mean, there's history to that. I've always felt, you know, why do I need a contract? You know, if you want me, then fine, I'll be here. And if you don't want me, then I won't be here. We don't have to negotiate that. And I remember, and you probably heard me say this before, wife, when I came here, I didn't have a contract when I came, and I didn't want a contract. I went 3 years, I think, without having a contract, and I just said, you know, pay me what you want to pay me, and if you like what I do, then fine. We'll keep working at it, and if you don't, you don't have to pay me off anything. Just show me where the door is, and I'll go. Because I only wanted to be here if I was wanted and doing what I was supposed to be doing, and I've always felt that way. And then there the legal lease, I guess, took over, and we had to have a contract. But I've never negotiated a contract. I've never asked for a raise. Yes, it was easy, just because it's a matter of saying, you know, here's what's out there. And I think there were a couple things just in terms of the wording. That, you know, I wanted to make sure it was right, but I'm not interested. Not that I'd be a good negotiator, I doubt if I would, but I'm not interested in that. You know, I'm just interested in being here when you be in some place where people want you to be.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought, Coach, on the Big 12 teleconference on Monday, you were asked a very interesting question, and it had to do with your time at Iowa. Kirk Ferentz is the head coach at Iowa, as you know, and he'll be in his 20th year this fall. And you were asked to reflect back on that time with Hayden Fry and that amazing staff. Can you, just for this audience, kind of talk a little bit about what that was like working for Hayden? And everybody, I think, knows most of the staff. It was an unbelievable football staff.
Well, not just a wonderful football staff, but they're just wonderful people as well. In fact, you know, it's interesting you mentioned, I just talked to Kirk probably about 3 hours ago. And obviously doing quite well in there. And I talked to Hayden on a somewhat regular basis, and they're having that staff at their ball game this weekend. And obviously I'm the only one that can't be there because I'm the only one that's still foolish enough to be coaching. And they were great, great people. And and, you know, so many of them went on and became highly successful. You know, Barry's also in the Hall of Fame. Hayden's in the Hall of Fame. And I always said a million times, you know, of all those that were on that staff and went on to have, you know, highly successful careers, so many of them became head coaches, probably as good a coach or not, if not the best coach on that staff. Of assistants was a fellow by the name of Bill Brazier. And Bill was a defensive coordinator and defensive secondary coach. He still lives in Iowa City and retired when he finished as an assistant at the University of Iowa and just never left the community. But I always appreciated him so much. But and Carl Jackson was another one. Carl lives in Houston. He was from that area, lives outside of Houston. And, you know, has retired. You know, all of them are retired with the exception of Kirk. But just, you know, a fun group to be around, knowledgeable about football, had a great impact on the lives of young people that they worked with. You know, obviously the leadership was incomparable with Hayden, after he left Iowa City, he went to, and his wife moved just outside Mesquite, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas, a few miles. And but he just recently, I say recently, and probably in the last 8 months, moved to Dallas, where all of his children, you know, are in the Dallas area. So he and his wife moved back to Dallas, and he's going to try diligently. Has some health issues, and he's going to try diligently to be at the function they have up there. Great group, and I was a great player. I was, you know, if I wasn't. if I wasn't here, that's, you know, that's where I would be. It was a great place to live and great people like we have here that support the program. And it's, yeah, it's a nice place.
We remind you, our telephone number is 1-866-577-8228. We do have a caller, Karen. If you would hold through the break, we'd appreciate it. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bill Snyder Show, presented by Entrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Our telephone number is 1-866-577-8228. Oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Back to the phones. Karen from St. Joe held through the break. We so appreciate that. She's on the Entrust Bank call-in line. Karen, thanks for holding and welcome. You're on with Coach Snyder.
Yes, I'm calling from St. Joseph, the hometown of Coach Snyder. And I wanted to let listeners know of a couple of honors that were given to St. Joe this summer. First of all, the local newspaper, who each year gives awards to the all-star, both female and male athletes of the year. And this year and in years following, that will be named the Bill Snyder Athlete of the Year.
The I think we can all clap for that, can't we? Yeah.
Was given by Missouri Western State University, which is here in St. Joseph, and a new pavilion at the University Football Stadium has now been named the Bill Snyder Pavilion. So all of us in St. Joe are really proud of our coach, and we wanted other fellow K-Staters to know of those awards. Very well deserved.
Well, I'm humbled, and thank you so very much for calling in and for sharing that with everyone. It was you know, it's always been an honor to be associated with that community, and have many great memories and a lot of wonderful people there. And I was raised, you know, there in St. Joseph, spent a good portion of my life there, and just amazing people. And I appreciate the way it's grown and the way people have genuinely made it a wonderful place to live. But thank you. That was very kind of you to call.
Well, thank you. We are very proud of you, and we just want to wish you good luck for this season. We'll be there cheering you on.
Well, thank you. We can always use good fortune, too.
Awesome call, Karen. Thank you for the call from St. Joe tonight. Open lines at 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. I don't know if you've kept track or not how many times you've been asked about the quarterback position at Kansas State in this fall camp. I'm going to guess so many times you've lost track. Is that accurate?
No, fair? I count. 6,408.
You know, I don't know how to say this other than to say you and I have talked about this many, many times, and I know you're proud of the fact. I don't want to speak for you. That's why I'm asking you. But I think I get the sense that you're awfully proud of how these guys have handled that situation. That's impressive.
Well, you know, it's a life learning experience, for both of them. And they've handled it so amazingly, amazingly well. We know who it's going to be now, and who's going to start, who's going to open the door. I won't share that now because there are some people that need to know before anybody else knows that doesn't. I mean,
sure.
Quarterbacks all know, but they are, they're truly, all of that aside, they're amazing, amazing young men, both of them, and very, very competitive. But very caring about their teammates. They've been good leaders. They care about what happens to this football team. They want to help in any way that they can. Both of them, so competitive that they want to be the number one guy. They want to be the guy that's on the field. And as I said numerous times, both of them will be on the field, and that's not to accommodate them. As I've shared with all of our players, in order to be fair for everybody in the program, we can't play favorites. We've got to put, the best on the field at every single position, bar none, and the quarterback position is no different than that. But they have a good understanding that, if they're not the first one on, that they're going to support that guy. You think about, you could look back and see examples, last year when same issue, really not issue, but the same set of circumstances, and both of them were still competing, at that particular point in time, but they were always there for each other. One of them make a great play, and the first guy to shake his hand, is the other quarterback, and it worked that way both ways, and I admire that. And those, what we were talking about to initiate this, is that, those are life lessons that I'm not sure you could learn in many other places, and I say places, in many other arenas. And that'll carry them a long, long ways in life. Both of them will be highly successful people, far beyond football.
You mentioned at your press conference, Coach, on Tuesday, that maybe the toughest part will be trying to get a 50-50 split, because it's just, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's going to be a feel how you guys think it's going, how it is going, all of the circumstances that maybe not everybody might understand, I guess.
Well, I mean, you just have to, I think it's pretty simple to look at in my way of thinking. You put on the field who you think at the time is the best performer and gives you the best chance to be successful collectively as a team. If it was just about those two guys, that'd be simple. One would play the first quarter, with the other one play the second quarter, another one play the third quarter, and then so it balanced out that way. But, it really can't happen that way. And one of the things that I caution our coaches about as well is, momentum is a big thing in athletics, and it's a major thing in football. And it's important, if you get off to a good start, it's important to be, you've got to be careful. You don't want to change the direction that you're going, even though, the other quarterback comes in and things slow down. He might not be the reason, but nevertheless, when you're on a roll, you got to try to stay on a roll, because it is important how we start. And, it's, You know, if you build up momentum early in a ball game, it is so significant. I think I read a stat the other day. I can't repeat it because I'm not sure exactly what it was, but something that said when Kansas State, and tenure we've been here at Kansas State, led at halftime. In other words, we, you know, build up that momentum early in a ball game. When we led at halftime, we were something like 135-15, or I don't know what it was, some ungodly number. But you know, that just tells you mm-hmm. a little bit of a story, you know, and it tells you that, you know, you've got to do what's in the best interest of your football team. And the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to break positive momentum in the course of a game.
We'll take a quick break here. Our telephone number, 1-866-577-8228. We're back in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Now, there's nothing glamorous about tires, and when a tire has you stranded, it ain't funny. Well, in steps Kansas Land Tire and Service. You're stuck in the field or the freeway or the feedlot or the fence row, these guys will be there. With over 40 years in business, multiple locations across Kansas, and a fleet of fully equipped service trucks, one call to Kansas Land Tire and they'll be there faster than a blitzing Wildcat linebacker. Online at thetirestore.com. If you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid addiction. Today, opioid overdose kills more Americans than car crashes, and Kansas is not immune. Deaths from opioid overdoses among young people have risen dramatically in our state. I urge you to make this crisis a priority among your families and your friends. Healing starts with understanding the problem, recognizing the warning signs, and having the courage to act. Our young people need our help. Talk. It truly matters.
Kansas Corn reminds you that E15 fuel is the right choice for every kind of driver. For the car enthusiast, E15 has higher octane. For the thrifty driver, E15 is priced lower than regular unleaded. For the nature lover, E15 provides cleaner air. For the shopper who buys local, E15 has more ethanol from our Kansas corn farms. Choose E15 for a higher octane, lower price, and cleaner American fuel. This message from the Kansas Corn Commission. Learn more at kscorn.com. Welcome back on this Thursday night to the Bill Snyder Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. We're getting you set for the opener on Saturday night here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We'll have coverage on the network starting at 4. We'll kick at 6:10. It's K-State and South Dakota. September 1st, Saturday, marks the fourth annual Celebrate Agriculture Day at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Kansas State Athletics, along with the Kansas Farm Bureau, Surefire Ag Systems, and the Kansas Corn Commission would like to take the opportunity to thank and recognize Kansas farmers and ranchers and all of those that help make agriculture the state's largest economic driver, accounting for nearly 45% of the Kansas economy. Open lines at 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. Wildcats in South Dakota coming up. We were talking a moment ago about the quarterbacks. But, Coach, it's interesting, too. I know you've had a lot of good competition. I don't think there's any question that Alex Barnes is probably, without a doubt, the number one running back right now. He looks great. He's had a good camp from what everybody says. What about the depth behind him? How do you feel about that going into the new year?
Well, I think pretty good. It's very competitive at the second spot. I don't know if this thing is on or not.
It got turned down. I apologize. I don't know how that happened. Okay. Must have hit it. Sorry.
But they, it's competitive. I mean, our number two, three, you know, four, et cetera, have been very competitive. And so I don't feel badly about the depth at all. I concur with what you said about Alex. Alex has worked diligently, and what I like about him, you know, he's solidly entrenched himself, you know, as the number one running back, but you don't see him ease up. You know, he is continuing. He kind of epitomizes, you know, what we talk about all the time, trying to become a little bit better every single snap that you take in the practice, every minute of every day. And I, you know, admire and appreciate that. He's a great example for, you know, young people in our program.
He's done a really, really nice job. Let me ask you about the leadership from Dalton Risner and that offensive line. You had mentioned early that, you know, having five starters back is good as long as they're doing what they need to be doing. And you have a little bit of depth there right now, and that's obviously a plus, too.
Well, the, you know, the depth is still being formulated,
yeah.
but we don't feel real bad about it. I really admire, you know, those guys because it would be so easy, you know, for each of them to kind of set back and say, hey, you know, we're pretty decent. You know, we've got a lot of experience and everybody's bragging about us. And, you know, it'd be awful easy to kind of succumb to that. And our guys haven't, you know, and I've watched them diligently in practice, and I appreciate the fact that they communicate well together. It's, they're always invested in how to make that snap a little bit better, or this play, you know, a little bit better. They get to know each other quite well. There's great continuity, you know, from tackle to tackle for the most part. And again, they, you know, they play well, and they're all good young guys. So I appreciate that group a great deal.
I want to ask you specifically about Dalton from the standpoint of, I think we all see he's been around here a long time. I think he had 38 straight starts going into the bowl, a game that he missed, but he'll be back now. But away from the field, how proud are you of how he has done in the classroom, some of the amazing things that he is doing in the community? He's quite a young guy when you really boil all the water out of it, isn't he?
Well, you know, he's grown so much, you know, and things have kind of gotten his attention that are important things in life, and he's beginning to understand the relationship between what he does as a football athlete and the rest of his life, you know, and how the carryover value of it. And I am extremely proud of him because he has made some, you know, very significant changes in his life, and he's there for other people. You know, I really appreciate the fact that he cares for others, and he cares for those maybe that are not quite as fortunate as he has been throughout his life. He works an awful lot with young people and really creates and finds time. You know, that's, you know, one of those things you find, you know, a lot of young people in college, and they're, you know, if you're a football student athlete, I mean, your plate is full, mm-hmm. and every hour of every day is taken, and somehow, some way, Dalton has figured out, you know, exactly how to still keep his grades up and still pay his close attention to the football program and still seek out that time to seek out others that he can help and benefit and be with and just kind of serve. And he does a wonderful job of that, and so many people whose lives he's impacted. I'm very proud of him.
Before we go to our next break, kind of update us on the receiving position. I think a lot of people perceive that Isaiah Zuber needs to have a big year for you there. And then after that, what happens after that? Who are guys that have stepped forward in camp?
Well, I don't know where I heard that same phrase. Maybe I read it. I don't know. It said something where Isaiah needs to have. I don't know what that means. not because of our football team, because of Isaiah. Isaiah needs to be the best that he can be. But that would go with
anybody,
every player,
right?
That
yeah.
we have in our program. Isaiah has done some very, very fine things during the course of past, you know, whatever it is, 25, 27 practices, something like that. But, you know, but the consistency hasn't been, you know, all that we would like for it to be. That's the one thing on his plate that he has to continue to improve upon, and that is the consistency. of his performance. I think there's a number of guys. I'll leave somebody out. I think Dalton Schoen, really has. He is one of those young guys that has that consistency element. There's some things that Isaiah can do that Dalton can't do, but what you know about Dalton is what you see is what you're going to get. You're going to get it all the time, and it's good performance. I mean, he is he's a very, very fine receiver. Zach Reuter is certainly the same type of individual. Isaiah Harris, is a good young guy that I think is going to be a very productive player. He's got good quickness and change of direction. And, there's some things, inconsistent things in his game that he's trying to improve upon. I think you find Landry Weber, has stepped up. Sebastian Taylor is still, making headway. As well, there's other guys that I'm sure.
One guy you mentioned the other day, not to interrupt you, but Joaquin. But Joaquin Gill, tell me about him.
Joaquin is a pretty good young player. He just recently came into our program. He was here for a while and then left. Came as a quarterback, in fact, a couple years ago, and left, went to community college, and then wanted to come back. And we did, and was receptive to being a wide receiver, and he's been a very diligent guy in terms of trying to learn the system, studying it, trying to do things the right way, try to get better every day, and consequently he has, and he's gotten the attention of a lot of players in our program and coaches.
We'll take a quick break. Our number 1-866-577-8228. We're back in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bill Snyder Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Wildcats on Saturday open their new season against South Dakota. We'll have coverage starting at 4 o'clock on the K-State Sports Network. You can see the game on ESPN3. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Coach, let's talk about your coordinators. Andre Coleman, let's start with Andre. I'm so excited for him. This is a guy that clearly loves the game. How's he doing? Is he excited for Saturday? I can't even imagine what's going through his mind right now. He's got to be pumped up, doesn't he?
Well, he is. I mean, and that's true for, you know, I think all of our coaches, period. But, you know, certainly for those that, you know, first time and, you know, and something. You know, he has, you know, he's invested himself very thoroughly and wholly into preparation for not only the ball game, but for the season. And I'm pleased and proud of, you know, what he brings to the table and the way he's dealt with the responsibility that he has. And, you know, the other coach, obviously, he's got Charlie Dickey to be, I mean, all the coaches, you know, help in that respect.
But, sure.
You know, Charlie has taken on a kind of what you'd call cool coordinator position along with Colin Klein, and so all three of them have a heavy investment in, you know, defining what you know, which games they want to put on the field on game day. But they've been very diligent and with Andre's leadership, and been able to, you know, stay on top of things you know, throughout. So I've had no disappointments in that respect. And you know, obviously they're very enthusiastic about what they do. You know, all of them are, get along quite well. That's, you know, I appreciate that so much. That's sometimes hard to come by on the staff, is get everybody that's invested in not only the program, but invested in each other and care. And you know, the newcomers on the defensive side with, I say newcomer, but Blake, not a newcomer, but, you know, new in terms of responsibility. Very, you know, bright young guy and very much into it, and that makes the same kind of preparation, has the same enthusiasm for it as we talked about, you know, with the others and with Andre. And Brian Norwood, who serves in a co-coordinator responsibility on the defensive side, has really, you know, been an asset, has a great deal of enthusiasm. Players are responsive to him, as they are with the other coaches. So, you know, it so far so good. It's working out well.
Was Brian an easy fit for Kansas State? He seems like that's the case.
Well, it truly is. You know, he's a, you know, he's a people person. He cares about players. You know, he's a faith-based family. Wonderful wife, you know, older children, and they're all, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet them. They're all, you know, nice young guys and very athletic, and have been involved in, you know, in college football and to a, you know, to a high degree. Good, you know, just a quality person, good person, does things the right way. All of them do that.
The other two guys are guys that played for you. Great to see him back. Zach Hansen, who will handle your tight ends, and Eric Hickson is back to coach the running backs.
Right. Well, and, you know, they each, you know, everybody has their own skill set, and as they do, but they, you know, they're well received by the players. The players appreciate them. You know, I love having, you know, guys that have been in the program, you know, so everybody's been there for an extensive period of time, with the exception of Brian. And as I've said so many times, 7 out of the 10 that we have all played for me here at Kansas State. So it's, you know, that goes a long way with me, because you know, it tells me that they understand the system and they believe in the system, you know. And if they didn't, I don't think they'd want to coach here. And consequently, you know, that tells me they have knowledge of it, understanding of it, they have lived it, and they believe in it. And consequently, that makes their message to players, you know, so much more genuine and sincere and real, and players recognize that very quickly. So
the season opener is just around the corner, Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have coverage on the network starting at 4. A quick break now, and more with Coach in just a moment. A timeout. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Bill Snyder. Today, opioid overdose kills more Americans than car crashes, and Kansas is not immune. Opioids are the leading cause of overdose deaths in Kansas. Only 11% of those addicted are accessing treatment, but leaders in Kansas are working together to make treatment accessible and affordable. If you or someone you care about is struggling with opioid addiction, help is just a click away.
This message brought to you by CKF Addiction Treatment. Visit opioid411.org today to start your path to recovery.
Hey, K-State fans, need new tires? Check out Peerless Tires for Less. Why Peerless Tires? No appointments needed. First come, first served. Free rotations and repairs with every tire sold. Four tires installed in usually less than 30 minutes. A 30-day test drive. And did we mention? No credit needed. Ask about our Snap Finance. Plus, tell them you heard the ad during the game and save 10% on your next purchase.
When you need tires for less, come to Peerless.
Tires for Less.
As a farmer, you are trying to beat your best yield, or maybe just beat the odds. At BASF, we're here to help you raise the bar on what's possible. You are drowning in options. We create a personalized plan. You hear big promises. We deliver some of the best chemistry in agriculture. You face big risks. We put skin in the game to help protect you. Let's grow smart together and get you the most, acre after acre. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, Kansas. We're your energy industry. In the past, we've shown you beautiful slow motion images of gorgeous Kansas sunsets, basketball games, and other images that promote our industry. But right now, it's important that you know the facts.
Like the fact that during the past 40 years, there has not been a single instance of groundwater pollution from hydraulic fracturing or injection wells in Kansas by our industry. We respect our state and its natural resources. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com.
On this Thursday night, we welcome you back to the Bill Snyder Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. We're coming to you from the Vanier Family Football Complex at K-State. Wildcats season opener is Saturday night at 6:10. South Dakota will visit. We'll talk about the Coyotes here in just a moment. Coach Snyder with us now. Let's talk about your defense a little bit, Coach. Five returning starters there. Certainly some holes to fill, but I go back to last spring. You talked just so glowingly about Trey Deshaun. We're going to feature him Saturday in our pregame show. How has he stepped up his leadership for you? I think everybody kind of seems to think that that's been the case. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, he has the vocal leadership for Trey is not the easiest thing in the world. You know, he's a quiet young person, kind of goes about his business, and yet when he sees the need, I just hear the other day I complimented him on kind of stepping up and becoming vocal about something that was significant in the course of a practice. And he, again, not the easiest thing in the world for him to do, but he did. You know, he tries to make that effort. But, you know, he's one of those guys, he's just a, what do they say, blue-collar guy. You know, he just rolls his sleeves up and comes to work and invests himself as diligently as he possibly can on the practice field, and tries to encourage others to do exactly the same. So I have great appreciation for Trey.
Reggie Walker is another leader on that defensive front, isn't he? He's a good football player.
Reggie is. He's a quality player, and he's a young guy that I have really seen grow in regards to the team involvement and being a legitimate, caring, teammate, and guy that wants to do the right things and wants to get it right, and obviously wants to be the best that he can possibly be. And he's a guy that, you don't have to worry in the course of a practice about whether he's going to, take plays off, et cetera. He's going to play hard every snap.
This is a second straight year where you're going to have basically a new group of starting linebackers. I know you get asked a lot about Patton, you get asked a lot about others, but I want to ask you about Sam Sizelove, who's been in the program a long time. Does this remind you at all about what Trent Tanking did in serving as such a standout in special teams, and then as a senior getting a big opportunity? Sam seems so excited about the season. You can certainly understand why.
Well, I certainly can. He loves the game of football. He's a guy that comes to work and rolls his sleeve up every day. You'll never find Sam taking a play off, so to speak. He's always going to go as hard as he possibly can. Sometimes it gets the best of him once in a while. Just an aggressive movement, etc., without thinking about it so much. But he's he plays hard, and he can make plays for you. I think looking, and I won't, you know, divulge, but, you know, there's a particular statistic that is, that we keep. Everybody keeps different statistics, but one we keep in practice that defines a certain accomplishment in a practice which takes a great deal of aggressive play, and Sam consistently leads the entire group in that category. You know, he's just a young guy that, you know, he's all, I guess what you say sometimes about the guys that play the linebacker position, they're all over the place. You know, Sam is kind of one of those guys. You know, he's all over the place, but a good kid.
What's the significance of having Kendall Adams back after such a tough injury late last year?
Well, I think the real significance is for him. You know, it's that one. In fact, he just, we have a little award ceremonies on Thursdays for ball games, and players award players. You know, they have, we have a, you know, a little system, a little program in which they recognize other players who represent one or more of our 16 Wildcat goals for success, and give some dialogue about how that individual represents that particular trait. And one of the leaders in our program awarded a Never Give Up award to Kendall because of all that he's went through, and be able to fight through it and not give in and come back. And I think right now he's playing as well as I can remember him, you know, playing since he's been here. So I'm pleased with him.
Before we go to our final break in about a minute, give me your thoughts about Bob Nielsen, the coach at South Dakota. This guy is a really good football coach if you study the numbers.
Well, you know, and it's not just the numbers. I mean, he's won, what, 198 games, I think. He started coaching the same time that that I did in 1989, and he's been highly successful. His teams always represent great effort, being accountable, being assignment responsible, you know, not making the mistakes, so to speak, that beat you, and playing aggressive football. And you go back to the schools where he's been, in addition to South Dakota, and you see that kind of football across the board. And, you know, good fella. But three children, I think, adult children. So it was, you know, a good man to go along with being a very, very fine, talented football coach.
So I understand it, three-time National Coach of the Year at his level and two national championships. So he does a great, great job. We'll have a final thought when we come back in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Everyone knows Prairie Band Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play, like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots, more delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse, more ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs, and more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Band Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay. Prairie Band Casino and Resort.
Life after age 65 can be better than ever, with freedom to do what you love. Plan 65 from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas offers freedom with peace of mind. Plan 65 bridges Medicare's gaps by covering out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and copays. You can see the doctors you want to, and our friendly support makes Medicare supplement insurance easy. Plan 65 from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/wildcats.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Bill Snyder Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Coach, I know you've got to run downtown to Purple Power Play here, so I'm just going to say thanks for your time tonight. Best of luck on Saturday, and best of luck in year number 27 as the head coach of Kansas State. We're all proud of you. Give him a nice round of applause.
Thank you, Wyatt. I appreciate you and all the people that called in, people that listen, and thanks so much to these wonderful fans that are here tonight. As, again, as part of my family, as everybody else is. That's what that thing says on the stadium.
No doubt.
And that's everybody that, you know, cares so much about Kansas State University. We appreciate you.
Thanks again, Coach. Appreciate it very much. Coach Snyder on his way to Purple Power Play that's become quite a thing here in Manhattan on Thursday and Friday nights on the week of the season opener. To close, we'll remind you, Saturday we will hit the air at 4 o'clock with the pregame show, and we'll kick it off at 6:10. Also on Saturday, September 8th, Mississippi State will be here. That's an ESPN game. Don't forget, it's an early start, 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock on the network. For Zach and Jesse, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks for listening and good night. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
K-State Sports Network, live from the Vanier Family Football Complex. The Bill Snyder Show has been presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.